Uncertainty is the stuff of nightmares. It's dark. There's monsters in the dark. We have no idea when one of these threatening, grotesque things is going to jump out of the night and grab us. The future is unknown. But at the same time, uncertainty can be the substance of adventure. Setting out into the unknown, excited to see what may happen. But the adventure is focused on positive outcomes, brightness, hope. While the nightmare is filled with foreboding and dread. Often the difference between a nightmare and an adventure is a map, being able to see what's ahead of us, being prepared for different outcomes, protected from harm. And open to embrace the opportunities. Sometimes in life, the bottom can fall out. We can be left unprepared, directionless, and even full of fear. So, what do we do when that happens? The first thing is to understand that bad things happen. I resisted that idea. Not that I knew I was resisting it. But I came to realize after enough of my life being lived in depression and anxiety that I thought that life should always be good. No problems. No trials, smooth sailing. That's what everyone else's life looked like. But with age came understanding and the realization that everyone's life is not an Instagram feed or Facebook smiles. Rather, there are tragedies, setbacks, confusion. Many times when life does not go the way we planned. But the reality is, stuff happens. And we come to the realization that we have no control. That's terrifying. But now I want to show you how to rebuild, how to create a map so that not only are we prepared for when those things happen, but we can even thrive in the midst of difficulties. I want you to picture a map, one of those old-fashioned lay down, fold out, never get back together again maps. Or if you don't remember those, Google will do. Typically, on a map, we start out at point A, travel to point B, and then C. But I want you to relabel that map. We start off at point E. And the next place we end up is R. And then our final destination is O. If you can, pause this audio, grab a sticky note, piece of paper, your journal, and write those letters down. E, R, O. The E represents the event. This is where you are now. Something has happened. We can't go back. It is what it is, and the only way is forward. Of course, we could just stay where we are. That's always an option. But typically, the event will take us to the next place on the map, which is reaction. Now, at this little place called reaction, there's actually a fork in the road. The fork between reaction and response. And we all know reaction as that spontaneous, fear-filled, knee-jerk behavior, like in nightmares. We scream, we run, we lash out. Anything to protect ourselves from harm. Now, in real life, reactions are things like blame, complaining, feeling like we're hopeless, even heading into despair. Reactions are unpredictable, unstable. They can escalate conflict and create fear in relationships. This fork in the road between reaction and response, this is the place of choice. In his book, A Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl said this: between stimulus, that would be our event, and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose. In our response lies our growth and freedom. I invite you to pause and rewind on that quote, or look it up on Google. Viktor Frankl spent years in a concentration camp, watching people die around him. He understood uncertainty. Now, both reaction and response will take us to O. And O is outcome. So the event plus our reaction or response equals an outcome. That might feel uncomfortable to you. It did to me. After all, wasn't I the victim here? I had no control over the circumstances. I was powerless. I had no choice. This understanding of choice changed my life. This is a place of decision. I had no control over the event, but I do have control over the outcome. And what outcome do I want? What outcome do you want? Do you want to come out of this event with emotional injury? More triggers and reactions to events than you even had before? Or do you want outcomes that reflect resiliency? The ability to come through something difficult with increased understanding, more highly developed skills, and the knowledge that you have the ability to overcome adversity. I want you to take some time to pull out an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, or larger if you like, but something big enough so you can get the big picture. And I want you to sketch out this map. Plop down a big E, a big R, with a branch in the road at the R. One direction, one outcome. The other direction is another outcome. On one of the paths of that Y in the road is reaction and on the other, write response. Then write down what the event is. We all have many events that occur. And right now, as a community, a province, nation, even globally, we all share in the uncertainty of COVID-19. That may be the event you write down. Maybe it's another. But set the event down there as a permanent spot. It happened. Then on the path of reaction or response, write down the things you've done so far. Think through. Have they been reactions? Have they been responses? Then make some notes on where certain paths will take you. What outcomes do you see? Really reflect on those outcomes. After a good time reflecting, it's time to decide. It can be a nightmare or it can be an adventure. Leave your map out where you can see it. Keep adding to it. Keep reflecting, building, revising. This is your map. You can't control some of the obstacles that might get in your way. You can plan for them. You can pick up again at that point with that decision between reaction or response. The final part of this assignment is to write down one small thing that you can do today where you can control your reaction and make a choice to how you want to respond. I hope you enjoy this activity. Make it fun. Make it creative. That's how we really process things in our brain. By making it kinetic, making it an experience. Make it an adventure.